Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says the timing of Syrian President Bashar al-Assad's departure has to be decided through negotiation. Speaking in London after talks with British Foreign Secretary Philip Hammond, Mr. Kerry urged Russia and Iran to use their influence in Syria to convince Assad to negotiate.
We're prepared to negotiate. Is Assad prepared to negotiate, really negotiate? Is Russia prepared to bring him to the table and actually find the solution to this violence? Those are the pregnant questions.
Separately, Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said Islamist insurgents have killed 56 members of Syrian government forces in the country's northwestern Idlib province. Killing happened earlier this week, but it took several days to confirm the deaths. Italy's Coast Guard says more than 4,500 people were rescued Saturday off the Libyan coast as calm seas triggered a rush of migrants trying to reach Europe in overcrowded boats and barges. Saturday's migrant surge came after nearly a week of bad weather slowed the maritime migrant flow to a crawl. It also came as European leaders continue to struggle to cope with the largest movement of humanity on the continent since World War II. Greek voters, exhausted by years of economic crisis, European-imposed austerity, and political turmoil, are at the polls today to vote for a new government. The election polls pit the leftist Syriza Party, led by former Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras, against the conservative New Democracy Party of Evangelos Mimarakis. The election, the third national election in Greece this year, was triggered when Mr. Tsipras resigned last month. This is VOA News. Pope Francis is in Havana launching a historic 10-day trip to Cuba and to the United States, praising the detente between the two long estranged neighbors as an example of reconciliation, he said, for the entire world, and that it fills us with hope.
Animo a los responsables políticos.
He urged political leaders to persevere on the path and to develop all the potentialities of the proof of a higher service, which they are called to, he said, to carry out on behalf of the peace and well-being of their peoples. The Pope will celebrate Mass in Havana's sprawling Revolutionary Square today before holding a private meeting with President Raul Castro. The Pope travels to the United States next week. The Pontiff's U.S. schedule include a private meeting with President Obama, speeches before joint meeting of the U.S. Congress and the U.N. in New York, and an appearance before a Vatican-sponsored World Meeting of Families in Philadelphia. In West Africa, tensions in Burkina Faso remain high despite the release from custody of the former transition president and other ministers. They have been held hostage by soldiers from the presidential guard who seized power last week. Emily Yob reports.
Good people gathered at one of the main squares. The crowd could be heard singing Our Homeland or Death, a motto from Burkina's revolutionary figure and former president, Thomas Sankara. In capital city Ouagadougou, clashes were also reported between anti-coup protesters and soldiers. A delegation from Economic Community of West African State, ECOWAS, arrived in Burkina and met with General Diendéré, the leader of the CND, to try to mediate the crisis. The CND is asking for inclusive elections, which would allow a former member of President Blaise Compaoré's government to run. Compaoré has been president of Burkina for 27 years, before being ousted from power last year, after he tried to change the constitution in order to seek another term in office. Emilia Op from UN News, Bobo Dialusso, Burkina Faso.
Egyptian President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi swore in a new government on Saturday with former petroleum minister Sharif Ismail, the new prime minister. Last Saturday, the former prime minister Ibrahim Malab and his cabinet resigned in the face of intense media criticism and a widening corruption scandal. President Obama paid tribute on Saturday to African American women for their role in helping shape American democracy, calling them the thinkers and the doers who made things happen at the height of the civil rights movement half a century ago. He promised to work with the Congressional Black Caucus, to whom he spoke, and their lawmakers in the months to come to advance legislation to make the system fair and encourage diversion and prevention programs.
That's the latest world news from VOA.